earth and sky.
This increase in energy demand and also the need to use all kinds of sources of energy will lead to an increase in CO2 emissions. And we all know that the CO2 emissions are related to global warming. So that's a major concern and also something that calls for aggressive action.
That's Jan van der Eyck, Chief Technology Officer for Shell, and you're listening to Earth Skies, Clear Voices for Science. Shell describes itself as a global group of energy and petrochemical companies with operations in more than 110 countries and major investments in research and development. Dr. van der Eyck is speaking today with Earth Skies' Jorge Salazar about what Shell calls the three hard truths.
Dr. van der Eyck, welcome to Earth Skies, Clear Voices for Science.
Yeah, thank you very much. I look forward to this interview.
So it's our understanding that Shell, as a company, has articulated what it calls the three hard truths of the world's energy needs. Can you tell me, what are those truths?
The first hard truth is that world energy demand will grow, and it will actually grow substantially. This is driven by a growth in the world population, but also in an improvement of living standards in areas of the world like China and India. So that's number one. The second hard truth is that the supply of energy from conventional oil and gas sources will struggle to keep up with this growing demand, and we will need new sources of energy ranging from renewable energies to also unconventional oil and gas. And then finally, this increase in energy demand and also the need to use all kinds of sources of energy will lead to an increase in CO2 emissions. And we all know that the CO2 emissions are related to global warming. So that's a major concern and also something that calls for aggressive action.
May I follow up on that thought about Shell's commitment to do something about the CO2 problem that's involved with producing energy? Why is Shell interested in this? Why is this something that is important to Shell?
Well, this comes to our belief that rising CO2 levels are very likely to lead to warming of our planet, and that global warming is something that has unacceptable consequences for mankind, and at least unpredictable consequences for mankind. And we believe that it is time to take action in this area now.
Tell me a little bit more about these new efforts that Shell is doing in tackling the CO2 challenge.
Well, people talk about CCS. It stands for CO2 carbon and carbon capture and sequestration. And just to say it in layman's terms, it's when we are burning fossil energy, we make a gas called flue gas that contains CO2, but also nitrogen and a number of other things. And one of the main programs that we, but also other companies have, is how can we effectively take that CO2 from this particular flue gas stream, but also from streams that we produce in our refineries that are sometimes a bit more concentrated than flue gas. How can we effectively take that CO2 from that flue gas, then through pipelines bring it to a location where we then are able to inject that in the subsurface, and that's called sequestration or storage, and then to make sure that the material that we have stored subsurface is going to stay there for many, many centuries to come. And the research that is done by Shell and other companies is about improved capture techniques to bring the cost down and to bring also the energy consumption associated with capturing down, but then to focus very much on the subsurface, understanding what happens if you inject CO2 in the subsurface, where does it move to? Would it actually react with the rocks? Would there be a chance that over time that CO2 starts to come to the surface? And there is a lot of work going on in that space to basically provide the assurance that when you store CO2, it will be there for many, many centuries to come. And that is an effort that Shell addresses, but we're definitely not alone. And we also realize that this is a subject where you really need to work together with governments, other industry partners, and academia.
Tell me a little bit about the role of technology and how new technologies might help us deal with some of these truths that you've described.
This is a good question. I think let's first focus on technology that helps to make more energy available. Because as I mentioned, the first hard truth is that there will be more demand for energy. And technology at the moment is helping us to increase the recovery of hydrocarbons from existing resources. So you have to think about the resources like we have in the Middle East. Recovery rates today are about 35%. And we really try to push this to higher numbers, let's say up to 50%, by the application of modern control techniques, but also by the injection of chemicals, for instance, to release more oil from the pores downhole. Then we are also working hard to get new energy from difficult locations. And here you have to think about very deep water. Today, the industry is able to produce hydrocarbons from a subsurface that is covered by more than 2 kilometers of water, and also finding ways to recover oil in the Arctic, where the environment is extremely sensitive and we need to have techniques to not disturb that region. Then we are also moving to what we call unconventional oil and gas, where the composition of the oil or the gas is difficult. Here you have to think about the heavy oils, for instance, in Canada and Venezuela, but also the vast hydrocarbon resources in the United States. This is the oil shales. But there also are vast resources of hydrocarbons gases that are contaminated with H2S and CO2. And if only we are able to efficiently separate these contaminants from the gas, we have a new source of energy.
Can you tell me a little bit about some of the projects that that Shell is developing in these areas?
Our company invests very substantially in research and development. In fact, we are the biggest investor in research and development in our industry. And we believe that technology differentiation is the way for us to grow the company. And we built also on a history of technology first in many areas. So, just to mention a few things, we have worked very hard to turn gas via a process involving synthesis gas into liquids that can be used in the transportation sector. So this is a way to use gas for the transportation sector. In the past, of course, this was all coming from oil and not from gas. Then we're focusing very much on pushing the boundaries on deep water and ultra deep water. So we recently announced further investments in the Gulf of Mexico, but also near the coast of Brazil and in Malaysia. This is an area where Shell every time adds a few hundred meters of water depth to its records, and it opens up the energy that's available at these reservoirs below sea levels. Then we're working very hard on unconventional heavy oils. We have a new technology that makes that heavy oil that is very difficult to produce available. We do this by having something like a subsurface refinery where we convert these very heavy molecules in lighter products that we can then easily produce. And we're very proud on that development and hope that we are able to harness that to substantial commercial production. Then we have coal gasification. So we are having a technology that gasifies coal and allow you to have clean coal energy. That is a way to avoid that all the contaminants in coal end up in the air. So that, I think, is a major contribution of the company to make responsible energy available. And then, and I'm just going on here, it's biofuels. We have a substantial program with a number of different startup companies that are all aiming to make biofuels available from sources that do not compete with food. And here you have to think about agricultural residues or forestry products, or also maybe in the future algae that you can grow in seawater farms. So, in short, we have a long list of projects all pursuing two common themes. One is more fossil energy, and we do that in response to this first hard truth that the world needs more energy, and also work hard to reduce the environmental footprint of our energy, and that is in response to that third hard truth that the environmental constraints are growing.
What else do you think is going to make a difference for consumers?
Exploration. This is all about finding new oil and gas. And if you just look at what new techniques around seismic, gravitational difference measurements, electromagnetic radiation, and the interpretation of all the reflections that you get from the subsurface when you treat the subsurface with these waves, it is really fascinating to see how much we can learn about the subsurface from these techniques, applying also high-performance computers that are able to convert and process enormous amounts of data. I think that's an area where we're really at the cutting edge of science, but it's also an area that has a very practical use, and that is that we are able to much better than in the past identify where hydrocarbons are, and also getting more efficient at finding the resources and then produce them.
What is the most important thing that you would like the public to know about these three hard truths of energy that you described?
What is important that people start to realize that fossil energy is a finite resource, and that we need to find ways to use that energy in a more responsible manner. And I believe this comes back to not only the technologies I've described today, but also technologies that allow people to use less energy. This has to do, for instance, with buildings, lighter cars, the insulation of your buildings. But also, I think, different choices of consumers. I think over time need to realize that we have no total freedom in using this precious resource, but that we need to do more about conservation so that we leave enough behind for the next generation and the generation thereafter. I think that is, I personally believe, the biggest message for the broader society is we need together start using energy in a different way than we did before.
That was Jan van der Eyck, Chief Technology Officer for Shell. Our thanks today to Shell, encouraging dialogue on the energy challenge. To subscribe to this and other free science podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird, and this is EarthSky's Clear Voices for Science.
We're at earthsky.org.